Let's introduce our guest. It's Adrian Allen, Executive Director, Salina Symphony. Yaniv Attar, conductor, coming in for the big show. He's part of the director search here that's going on. Adrian, thanks for bringing Yaniv with us. How are you?
Good morning. We're great. Thanks for having us.
Good morning.
Good to be here. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So the big news is, well, you got another show coming up, and you're here to talk about it. And your guest is one of our finalists. We've got a lot to unpack here, Yaniv. Where are you from?
I'm originally from Israel, so I grew up there. Then I left when I was 18 to go study. I was in London, in New York, in Montreal, in Alabama, and now I live in Bellingham, Washington, which is between Seattle and Vancouver, Canada.
That's a big difference, the aridness of Israel, and it's not arid in Bellingham.
I don't even know what's arid mean.
Meaning not a lot of water.
Oh, right. Yeah, we have a view of the bay. It's so gorgeous, and the mountains around us, and it's a beautiful part of the country.
But you're willing to come down to Salina, Kansas.
Hey, there's an orchestra.
To bring your expertise, and they're not everywhere, especially
in a
community our size. Well, we've been doing this all year. We've had conductors in, and people get to see them, and I don't like to say this word, but pass judgment and say, hey, this is what I like, this is what are you bringing to the table? What are we going to expect on Sunday when you guys perform and you conduct?
Well, it's a really, really fun program. When Adrian first talked to me about the concert, I knew that this traditionally is going to used to be the Pops concert for the orchestra, so I wanted something that would be light and fun, with melodies that will excite people, and more than anything, that it will have intoxicating rhythms. So we're opening the concert with a wonderful piece by Arturo Marquez, Danzo Number 2. It's a real, I don't know if it's a word in English, a salsa palooza. It's just going to be, if you're not going to get up from your seat and dance, something must be wrong with you. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And then for the first time, Salina Symphony will have a guitar soloist in a concert. So it's the Concerto de Aranjuez by the Spanish composer Joaquin Rodrigo. It's a lovely, really incredible piece. It's so popular that it inspired so many jazz musicians, and its title is the unofficial national anthem of Spain. This is how popular it is.
Well, I'm fascinated by that because I when you say Spain, are we talking about the flamenco style, or because that to me is guitar. That is such a great rhythm.
So Aranjuez, this is in the south of Spain, and you will hear those flamenco type rhythms and exciting rasgueados on the guitar and stuff like this. So definitely there's that kind of element of Spanish music.
That's the kind of music that make you move whether you want to move or not.
Oh, yeah.
It's just there and it just does it. So I don't think I've asked this question before, but when a guest conductor comes in and we say, we want you to play this date and here's where we're at, do you pick then the music? Do you say, this is what I want to present to the audience to kind of show who you are as a conductor? Or does the symphony say, here's what we're going to play, figure out how to conduct
this? Well, I think this year it's interesting because there's not one conductor who has a vision of what the season should look like. We're five conductors deciding a season, and obviously the orchestra wants to have variety. We can't have all play Tchaikovsky symphonies throughout the season. So I think we send suggestions to Adrian, who pass it by a committee or some players. But I think, at least for me, I had a few suggestions, and I said, I think this will be great for this concert. What do you think? And I'm happy that Adrian liked it, and we went from there.
And I've learned a lot in this series about the fact that they don't always move to Salina like our last one did and live and work here. They live and work in their home area and will come here for several weeks out of the year, which I assume that's probably what you're going to do. Have you done that before?
Oh, it's very common today. I mean, I have an orchestra in Pennsylvania. I don't live there.
Yeah.
I go there, about five times a year just for the concerts and then come back. And today it's very common to have music directors that don't live where they work because they have multiple orchestras, which, again, it's very common today because orchestras don't have... I mean, unless you conduct the Chicago Symphony, which has, 52 weeks a season, and so you have to be there so long, you don't have to really live as long as you make your time wherever you are working, efficient and effective.
Amazed by that, though.
Here's what I like about it.
All those voices in your head at the same time. This one's in Pennsylvania, and this one's over here. Wow.
And the taste of each
impressed.
Region.
Sometimes I get emails like in one day, because I work with 3 orchestras now, mm-hmm. from 3 of them, and it's like, ouch, my head hurts. But yeah.
See, here's what I'm thinking. You could come up with one show. And then just do it in 3 different locations.
Sometimes I
makes it easier
if I can, but it's hard in my case because my orchestra in Bellingham is a symphony orchestra. It's a big orchestra. My orchestra in Pennsylvania and the one in Tacoma are chamber orchestra. So it's different rep most of the time because it's different size of orchestra. So I can't always duplicate.
I would assume even if the orchestras are the same size. You have to customize the playlist, so to speak, to the talents of whoever is there, whoever's the
right.
strongest lead in something.
And also what they've done in the past few years, you know, so you don't want to repeat a piece after 2 years if you've already done it 2 years ago. So you have there's so many considerations and so many communities. I don't want to say want to hear different repertoire, but they connect with different repertoire.
Sure.
So you have to adapt and do these things. And I mean, if it's something that I've done before, it's always I think a benefit for the orchestra. I did almost an identical program to this one that I'm doing in Salina 2 months ago in Chicago, near Chicago. So it's good for me because now I have the experience of doing these works and I'm repeating them here. So I have the experience of already done something. That's to the benefit of the orchestra that I've had that experience.
I know you have time to be able to think about and maybe listen to tape of the musicians where you're going to go, like here. But you've been here about a week now, is that right?
Right. I don't think I heard any recordings.
No recordings this time.
Symphony.
So your first time of hearing some of these were when you showed up and said, "Let's get together and record."
It's like buying a house without walking into it, Yanni.
I mean, I got to be honest with you.
How do these people sound?
Let me hear some tape to see whether they can carry a tune.
I always joke with the musicians. You know, like a search like this, it's like a blind date. You're coming and you have no idea, and they have no idea either.
Right.
You know, I mean, they're judging us from videotapes, but they cannot tell how we rehearse. They cannot tell what kind of character we have. How are we efficient with our time? You know, are they going to be nice? Are they going to be mean? You can't tell that from a tape. So it's a blind date.
So how much time have you had with the Salina Symphony?
We've had 2 rehearsals, and we have a rehearsal tonight and then Thursday. A Saturday dress rehearsal, another kind of sound check on Sunday. So it's going to be an intense week.
So the guy's coming in, he knows nothing about them other than they exist.
Pretty much.
He gets, what, a half a dozen rehearsals at the most. And then you got to do a performance. And so when you're conducting, do these fingers stay crossed the whole time? Because you're just hoping or do you get enough time to have the confidence in how they're going to
perform? You know, once you have enough time with the orchestra and you know them, they know you, you learn to trust each other. And at that point, the concert just happened. I don't feel nervous for concerts. I feel nervous for rehearsals.
Really?
Not for concerts.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Because that's where the main work is. The concerts are the easy part.
Sure, sure. Got to ask the question.
I'm sure Daniel would not say that, but he has to play a concerto. I just have to wave my arms.
There you go. Got to ask the obvious question, although you kind of know what the answer is going to be, but your impressions of the musicians in Salina.
Oh, it's a great, you know, one of the great things about volunteer orchestras, or mostly volunteers, is that everybody is there because they love playing music. It's not their job. It's not their, you know, main thing. They are there because they want to be there. And it makes the music making very special when you do something, you know, out of just pure love of the thing. So the rehearsal process are very enjoyable because they want to be there. They want to do their best. They're working really hard. So the result will be good.
I'm not sure what else to ask because I'm fascinated. I'm just so fascinated by somebody who can come in and do this I mean, almost blind. You don't know who you've got, what you've got.
I know. Anybody listening could put themselves in that suit. You know, take your own job.
First time Adrian ever said they're going to
fly halfway across the country, meet strangers.
Because I make the assumption they're going
to practice
come here
together
and
for a little bit for like a half a week and then see how you do.
You do
on your
realize
job.
If you really are that good, once you get here, there's going to be a gate put up at the end of town. You're not going anywhere. You're just going to stay here, and that's the way it is. I mean, this is the way we do things in Kansas. Once you're in, you don't get out.
There you go.
What intrigues you about being able to do this with multiple sets of musicians? What is the most intriguing thing?
You know, I mean, I do this for the love of music. I actually, to be honest with you, I don't think conducting is something that suits my personality because I hate telling people what to do, and my whole job is telling people what to do.
Well, that's kind of rough for this,
right?
But
the love of music is the thing that makes me do this, and then being able to actually play in different communities and share great music with different people is a great thing because, you know, an orchestra for us, for conductor, is an instrument,
right?
And having more than one instrument that you can, you know, play with, play on, or whatever, however you want to call it, is exciting because it's you know some pieces that I've done, like I said 2 months ago, are going to be completely different with another orchestra, and from rehearsal to rehearsal it's different, and from performance to performance is different. So there's always something new and something exciting and something spontaneous. So that's all what makes this job exciting.
You bet. And one of the things we always expect is that you'll be in the community for the couple of weeks each time you come here. You'll be at schools, you'll be at different events. What's that piece of Yaniv that you bring to the table there that's going to be unique?
I always say that music director is somebody that not only should know the community, but should be known in the community.
Sure.
So, you know, as a public face of the orchestra, because especially for Salina Symphony, who are, I don't know what the percentage is, but a lot of the musicians drive from really far away to come play here.
Correct.
From Wichita, from Manhattan, from whatever. So, you know, you really the one representing the orchestra wherever you go, to Rotary clubs or retirement center, whatever you're going to talk. So I think that's really important that the community in Salina feels they are part of the orchestra community and the orchestra is part of them. And that way, I think people in Salina could feel real ownership on the symphony, like the musicians do.
Right.
That's
right.
What's makes, I think, a success of an orchestra.
And I think of the young people in Salina. If you come here with the energy that you're showing right here at this table, you bring energy to a high school, to a student who says, I don't know, and does anybody really care? And then suddenly somebody like you shows up and shows that they actually do care and there are people out there. To me, that's the magic that a conductor, a music director can bring.
And I think what's exciting as well, for example, our soloist who's coming this weekend, the guitarist Daniel Bolshoi, he's going to go to a couple of schools. Yeah, he's going to play for the kids and speak to them about music. I mean, I didn't have that when I was a kid in Israel. So I think this is such an opportunity for them to see like world-class artists come and play, like, you know, 6 feet away from them. It's magical.
And we hear that you have played guitar a little bit.
A little bit. I stopped during COVID, but I'm back now,
yeah,
which is nice. But I did my bachelor and master's on guitar.
Is that your instrument of choice, or what instruments do you
Yeah, I mean, choice. My mom bought it for me.
Oh, really? It's the instrument of her choice.
You know, as a single mom, that's the only instrument she could afford.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
It travels better than a piano, too.
Right, there you go, or a harp. So she bought that.
I want to see you take that to the airport. Here's my harp. I had to buy an extra seat for it, or five. But yeah,
I mean, usually people when they travel, they borrow harps.
Sure.
Wherever they go.
Sure.
I mean, when you're a pianist, you just, although, you know, Vladimir Horovitz, great pianist who died, I mean, years ago, he used to fly on a private plane to concerts, and he only traveled with his piano.
See, I don't see how you can pull that off because they can get out of tune so quickly. And, you know, I would worry about any kind of damage.
I'm sure he had lots of people maintaining it and taking care of it.
He had people probably holding it steady inside the plane.
Well, I can't even imagine.
It's very exciting, Adrian. And I know you've had several potential music directors coming in. Where are we at in that order? Because I've kind of lost track now.
So Yaniv is the fourth candidate to come in. And, you know, it's been such a wonderful process because we get to spend 2 weeks really getting to know the person. And, you know, we've been so excited to bring them. And all of a sudden now it's like we're getting closer to the end of it. And so it's fun because we get to introduce Yaniv to different constituents, to some of our donors. We're going to Rotary today. You know, it's a wonderful opportunity to introduce them to Celina as much as, you know, that blind date goes both ways that Yaniv was talking about. You know, he wants to get to know the community as much as we want to get to know him. So it's been wonderful.
And the performance is this Sunday afternoon.
Yes.
So tell us about that.
Sunday at 4 p.m. and you can buy tickets at the Stiefel box office or online. And so we hope you'll come out. You know, like Yaniv said, this concert is really, really an exciting one. I mean, if you're going to come out and get, you know, cheer up your day a little bit with the rhythms and
the
melodies.
There's something wrong.
That's right.
Or you can't hear. You have no hearing.
Yeah.
What if you don't have a sense of rhythm, but you love the music?
You'll enjoy it anyway, I promise you.
Now, I know practices and the offices of the symphony are down at the Stiefel.
Yes.
And you've had a chance to rehearse inside the Stiefel on the stage.
Not yet.
Not yet.
There's a rehearsal hall that we do rehearsals, and I think the first time will be on Saturday. We have a full rehearsal there and then a little rehearsal just before the concert.
So you haven't had a chance yet to get a feel for the acoustics of Stiefel. And what do you anticipate? I was going to ask how is it, but I can't. So
I went to the hall first day I came here, mm-hmm. and it looks like it's live enough. It's a beautiful, beautiful hall. I think so many notes have been through that hall. I think it's going to be fun performing on that stage.
We've been lucky that a lot of the national performers that have come through have wanted to come back.
Right.
Because of the sound, which held's good for you. But to me, it'd be great for a symphony because the sound moves well enough that, you know, it doesn't have to be amplified. It's there and it's ready to go.
Right, and they have shells that really helps the acoustics so musicians can hear each other on stage and the sound travels really well into the hall. And really, from seeing the hall, there is no bad seat in that hall.
No, not at all.
Which is really good for
concerts. Because I've sat in what would be called the bad seats a couple of times, and they're not.
Yeah.
I mean, not compared to anything you'd find in any other city. How many pieces in this orchestra again? I don't remember.
I mean, how many musicians?
Yes.
About 50?
I think we're about, 55, 60.
So you fill the stage.
Oh, it's cozy.
Yeah.
It's cozy. Don't fall off.
I won't.
We also hope you'll come early to the Watson Room at 3 p.m. because Yaniv and Daniel, our guest artists, will be giving a pre-concert talk. And so doors will open for that at 2:30. You can come into the Watson Room and hear more about the repertoire.
That's fun. Just meeting them is as fascinating as anything.
Oh, yeah.
See how they think and where they're at. But we'd love to have you in town. And we hope you enjoy Kansas.
Oh,
we brought some
pleasure.
Rain with you. So
yeah, because I don't have enough in Bellingham.
Well,
thanks a lot.
We desperately wanted you to feel at home.
Yes.
So we brought in some rain. So
kind of you.
He's enjoyed the sunshine, though, leading up to this.
No
right?
kidding. One more time, tickets you can get where and when and
yes.
how?
Yes, so tickets at the Stiefel box office. You can give them a call. They're also open in the afternoons. You can walk up. Or online at SelinaSymphony.org. The box office will open at 2 p.m. on concert day.
Man, it's going to be fun, Jeff.
It is. Yaniv, you passed the radio test. You going to come back here?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. I thought we could just step aside. He had this thing covered.
It's all good to go. Adrian Allen, Executive Director.
He was conducting us, though, how to do it. Did you notice that?
I noticed that. Selina Symphony.
You're falling really well. Thanks, guys.
Wonderful to meet you. God bless you.
Thank you.
And it's 8:35 on KSAL. Back with some news and notes next.